The Shepherd's Prayer. Moses saw a shepherd on the way, crying, O Lord, who choosest as thou wilt, where art thou that I may serve? That I may serve thee and sow thy shoon and comb thy hair, that I may wash thy clothes and kill thy lice and bring milk to thee, O worshipful one, that I may kiss thy little hand and rub thy little feet and sweep thy little room at bedtime. On hearing these foolish words, Moses said, Man, to whom are you speaking? What babble, what blasphemy and raving? Stuff some cotton into your mouth. Truly, the friendship of a fool is enmity. The high God is not in want of such like service. The shepherd rent his garment, heaved a sigh, and took his way to the wilderness. Then came to Moses a revelation. Thou hast parted my servant from me. Wert thou sent as a prophet to unite, or wert thou sent to sever? I have bestowed on everyone a particular mode of worship. I have given everyone a peculiar form of expression. The idiom of Hindustan is excellent for Hindus. The idiom of Sindh is excellent for people of Sindh. I look not at tongue and speech. I look at the spirit and the inward feeling. I look into the heart to see whether it be lowly, though the words uttered be not lowly. Enough of phrases and conceits and metaphors. I want burning, burning. Become familiar with that burning. Light up a fire of love in thy soul. Burn all thought and expression away, O Moses, they that know the conventions are of one sort, they whose souls burn are of another. The religion of love is apart from all religions. The lovers of God have no religion but God alone.